It's a new month. Can you believe it? As a mom, do you ever feel like time goes faster and faster every single day? We're already in quarter two of this year and time keeps ticking. And I want to ask, do you even know how you're really spending your time? In today's episode, we unpack how to gain clarity on the time you have and how to spend it. Personally, I am so grateful to spend my time with amazing people. And that includes you, like Brittany Pope, who I want to say thank you for leaving your 5-star review entitled, "Thank You, Corey." It says, "I just found Corey's podcast and have found it helpful already. I listened to a recent episode about decluttering versus tidying and found it so encouraging. Decluttering is so overwhelming, but Corey's tips made me feel like I could accomplish a lot in a short amount of time. I'm looking forward to listening to more episodes." Thank you so much, Brittany. These reviews help encourage me, they testify to future listeners, and they position you to be featured in our weekly newsletter and a future episode. Head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and leave your very own review, because I would love to feature you next. But for today, let's unpack how to make the most of the next 90 days. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur, and I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you. So grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hey, Treasured Mama, Coach Corey here. We are diving into a discussion around Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, where it talks about God having given us all some measure of time, talent, and treasure, and that He wants us to turn a spiritual profit on all of it. In addition, He has told us to invest in the body of Christ. At the time of this recording, we are in the beginning of April. For those of you that are entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, business people, you may think of your year in terms of quarters. There's 4 quarters, and April, for most people, is the first month of the second quarter. Now, there is all kinds of science that I'm not going into today around setting goals in 90-day increments, which is roughly 3 months or 1 quarter. Today, I really want to dive into the part of this verse that is your time. God has given us all some measure of time. This means we have been given something, which implies we have the ability to steward this thing that we have been given. We can steward it well, or we can steward it poorly. And you will hear so many podcasts, speeches, marketing that is talking about time management, planning, usually at the very end of the year or the beginning of the year. And why is that? Why is it just reserved for that time? And I need you to know that it's not. You can start being a good steward of your time any time of the year, any season within the cycle. So that's the first thing, is I want to remind you that it is never too late to start stewarding your time well. Also, it is never too early. So if you are someone who is much younger and you're listening to this, this message is for you as well. I used to say this thing where when I was discussing with somebody about maximizing our potential, I would say we all have the same amount of time. It's just a matter of what you do with it. And although that's not true in the respect of We don't necessarily have the same amount of seconds we spend here on the earth. It is true in the sense that we all have up to 24 hours in a day, assuming we are alive for the full day. And so what are you doing with that time? Do you know what you're doing with that time? Or does it feel like the time is running you instead of you running the time? Because here's what I know. The bigger the space that we have, the more we will find to fill it. So if you have a space in your house and it is a very large room, you tend to fill it with more stuff. When you have a smaller space, there is a way of prioritizing what you actually need and what your values are. Do you value having more stuff, even if it's cluttered? Or do you value having a clear space because that inspires you? So this conversation is very individualized to each person, each mother, each woman, each daughter of the king. And I want you to really personalize this and ask yourself that question, what am I doing with my time? And you will realize really quickly, you either have a pretty good awareness of how you're spending your time. If you think it is the best way to spend it or not, you will at least be aware of how you're using your time, or you'll have no idea. And when I'm working with clients, we will often say, you can determine a person's priorities, their actual priorities, not their expressed priorities. You can say one thing, but what you actually do is what your priorities are. So when you look at somebody's checkbook and their calendar, you can really determine their priorities because that shows you where they're spending their time and they're spending their money. Stewardship is about taking care of something, being a steward of something. God gives us these resources in the form of things and finances and relationships to steward them well. It's all His that He's entrusting with us. So I implore you, I encourage you, I pray this activates you to become aware of what it is you have in the palm of your hand and ask yourself, am I stewarding this well? And if you're not, then explore how you can steward it better. The Bible tells us to do things with excellence. And as an ambassador of Christ, as somebody who is representing Christ well, that means we steward our time well. Oftentimes people will say, I don't have time for that relationship. I don't have time to be in my Bible. I don't have time to spend with the Lord. I don't have time to just focus on my kids. I'm so distracted. I never get all the things done. And I want you to know that I just don't believe that's true, because you can choose how to spend your time and do it with excellence. And when you do it with excellence, you are in alignment with what the Father has for you. And as a result, you will have time for those things that matter in the kingdom of God, like your relationships, people over possessions. And that's important and key, because when you are speaking to your children, I believe it is 7 words or less is what you should shoot for when you are teaching them a concept or communicating with them about something. We want to take out the filler words. Have you ever heard of the fluff, the padding to make something go further? Oftentimes, especially in our food industry here in the United States, especially, there are so many fillers in our foods. It greatly reduces the nutritional depth and potency of our food, because when they fill it with something less expensive, less potent, it puts them in a position where they have higher profit margins. Now, what does this have to do with your time? If you were to sit down and audit your time, see how you are actually spending your time, I guarantee you, you will either find gaps where you have free time that you are wasting, or you will find ways to steward your time better and minimize your transition points. That is something I help my clients with. if that is something that you are interested in exploring, why don't you click the link below that will direct you to the Facebook community, and you can contact me in there. You can message me and let me know. I would like to learn more about this time audit. Because here's the thing, beloved, when you get very clear on how you're spending your time, you begin to have conversations about what is actually important to you. And that can become a catalyst for you to do things different. Because when we allow ourselves to be unaware or naive to how much time we're actually wasting, we don't realize how much of an asset is actually available to us. However, when you actively explore how much time you have, how are you spending your time, and what is a good way to steward that and a poor way to steward that, and then how do we improve and maximize that, that is when you can really enter into a place in a space where you are maximizing your time, where you are partnering with Heavenly Father and how He wants you to use that time, and how you can create the greatest impact. You can multiply your impact by maximizing your time, by learning how to be a good steward. And that is your responsibility, beloved, to steward that well. Because God has given you this measure of time, and He wants you to turn a spiritual profit on it all. What does that mean? That means anytime that you're thinking about a profit, that means you are generating more. When you think of business and a financial transaction, when you are generating a profit, if you invested $1,000, you're getting an ROI, a return on investment, that is greater than $1,000. So in the spiritual world, I think of this as the different attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. If you are generating a spiritual profit, what that means is you are generating more of goodness in God's kingdom, more joy, more peace, more self-control, more generosity. And when you do that, that overflows onto the people that are around you, namely your family. That is how we impact our first ministry, which is our home ministry. And we're reminded in Matthew chapter 5 that God told us to invest in the body of Christ. The body of Christ are the people in His kingdom. So I encourage you, number one, take a time audit. See how you're actually spending your time. Number two, see where you can do a better job of stewarding that time. And number three, see how you can invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in the body of Christ with your time. Maybe that is mentoring somebody. Maybe that is volunteering somewhere. Maybe that is doing a one-on-one date with each of your children throughout the week. Go to God and ask Him what that looks like for you. Do those three steps, and I guarantee you, you will extract some new information. You will be reminded of some old information, or you will do a hybrid of the both where you realize a new way to do an old thing. And that, beloved, is how we steward our time well. As we are entering into the beginning of quarter two, it is a perfect time to do that time audit. Assess how you are actually using your time. Note the areas to improve and do that in a way that blesses the body of Christ. Your life will be shifted, your family and community will be impacted, and you will receive new revelation on how to do a new thing, but also how to do an old thing better. You have 90 days this quarter. Are you going to be intentional about your time, or are you going to be a bystander and just let it pass you by? Time is of the essence. Pursue this quarter with a fervent spirit, and how you show up in your faith relationship with Heavenly Father, how that overflows onto your familial relationship in your household, and how that will shift your mindset around the things you invest in with your finances. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the book of Matthew. We thank you for the revelation to unpack this. God, it is my prayer that the beautiful person listening to this right now knows that you have given her a measure of time to steward well, God. I pray that she goes to you and receives the download, that divine download on how to turn a spiritual prophet, God, and multiply the measure of time that you have given her in a way that maximizes the investment in the body of Christ. We thank you, God, for this woman. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for the time that you have given us to partner with you. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.